Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. The first question I get to ask is for you each to answer is, what's been the biggest challenge in your relationship and how have you overcome it? And either of you can go first if whoever gets that first thought.
I think it's time. It really comes down to balancing all of the different commitments that we have and doing it well. And one of the things I said a few minutes ago is occasionally you need to learn to say no. Because there's other things that are of higher priority, that are more important, that are more fruitful. And that means you have to say no to some of the things that just don't quite matter as much. And that's something I'm terrible at. I know it. I want to do it all and get it all done. But I'm trying to learn to just say no more.
Such a balancing act, especially when you are in public service, because the demands, I can only imagine how great the demands are every single day.
Yeah, and I think I would agree. I think time is the greatest challenge. I think we've gotten better at that with practice. And a lot of it is saying no. Just, you know, I'm probably a little better at saying no. When Frank was out of office, when he was term limited out the last time, he said, I've always wanted to start a couples book club. And I said, great. So we got, we found three other couples and we started this couples book club. And we met like once every, 8 or 12 weeks over a meal and a book. And we became very, very close. And it was a wonderful time. And then COVID happened and he got reelected. And one of our members who we've loved, she's like, I'm sorry, we don't see you anymore. And we've got to make this happen. And I said, remember the last time that we were all together, Frank wasn't married anymore. And it's not that we don't love spending time with you. It's just that our time is different. And so I have to protect our time. And I try to do that. We try to take Sunday and I say, please don't schedule anything on Sunday. I, you know, try to communicate that with, you know, his partner at work and people at the city and just try to keep at least one day where there's nothing. And so if we want to go off and do something, we can, but again, yes, time, you have to, it's again, I think it goes back to the first pillar of commitment. You have got to commit to valuing each other enough that you are going to make the time, even if you don't have anything special planned. Just, all right, we're just going to hang out and watch a movie. And sometimes conversations come up during those times and they're really special, but you have to be committed to making time for one another. Sounds weird, but it's true.
No, I hear you saying making time and then committing to that time.
Yes.
Of major importance. All right. Now I'm going to ask you a question about intimacy. And I'm not talking about intimacy in the bedroom. I'm talking about true intimacy between the two of you. What do you need, Mayor, from Teresa to achieve the highest level of intimacy to you?
Well, I think the safety of home and the fact that she is not going to use all the things that she knows about me, all my foibles, as a weapon. That's not the case anywhere else in my life. You know, you've got to be very cautious. People are watching you all the time. What you say, what you do, how you act, how you treat people, you are under a microscope. I've experienced it firsthand.
Sure.
You know, where somebody thinks that you may not have been as nice as you should have been or something else, and you are doing something in your personal life, but you're held to a higher standard. And I know that. I live with that. But at home, you know, I at least feel safer. It's not Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, for goodness sakes, but, you know, I want to make that clear. But, you know, being at home, being with Teresa, her knowing me, it's a safety zone. And, you know, that elevates intimacy.
Yeah, really knowing someone and not passing judgment, right? You can just go home and be in a really safe space. That's awesome.
How about you, Teresa? What's the one thing that you need from Frank to achieve that highest level of intimacy for you?
I'm going to try and like hold it together, because actually what I would say is that it just happened as we were talking earlier and I got a little choked up. He just reached over, you couldn't see, and he just took my hand. And so it's those little moments when you don't expect someone just to reach out, and he knew exactly what I needed. And for him to do that, and that is consistently how he is. He knows exactly what I need, even if I don't think about it. And it's those little, that little thing to me, that high intimacy, that my husband knows exactly what I need with just a simple touch of a hand. It just mends everything. And see, I'm a big mess now. So.
What's the one thing that he does that lights you up, that just puts the biggest smile on your face, Teresa?
Can I talk about my Christmas present? No.
No. Gotta have boundaries here. Okay.
Delete.
I think anytime he offers a compliment, that really is just it. He,
I'm stingy.
He is stingy. he has his saying. I don't want to like, you know, he has a saying. He's like, well, if you don't look good, I'm going to tell you. Otherwise, you look
fine. There's that honesty again.
So, yes. So, yeah, we were going to dinner last night and he was like, you look really nice. I was like, oh, thank you. So,
no,
yes.
You said something else.
I know, but I ruined it. Yes. I said, well, it's as good as it is. And he's like, oh. Anyway, so I think just, you know, the thing that really lights me up is when he acknowledges not necessarily how I look, but if I made a good choice, or if I made a hard choice, or we were having a discussion about something. And, you know, sometimes it's an observation that he has about a behavior or a activity or, you know, something that I did, and he'll acknowledge that. I had always wanted to run in a 5K. I don't know why. I did it one time. I thought, I'm going to do this 5K. And this was years ago. And I was practicing and doing all of this thing. And I came down, he golfs on Saturday mornings. And there was a note, good luck. I know you're going to do great. I'm so proud of you. Love you. And I still have that little note that he gave me from that day that I ran the 5K. So those are the kind of things that just make me.
So her love language is affirmation.
And no doubt. Verbal. Yes.
And
no doubt.
I suck at it.
Oh, so come so. You're a work in progress.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
That's right.
We'll say that.
Progress.
So what's the one thing, Mayor, that Therese does for you that you just lights you up and makes your day? What are
lights
those
you
things
up in a good way. Lights you
way.
Up in a good way.
What's the smile on your face?
It's her support. She's there. You know, she's always there. There are things that are frustrating, and I really don't have, it goes back to that intimacy that we were talking about earlier. I have a lot of very good friends, but nobody understands the daily routine and some of the things that you deal with being in elected office better than she does. And so I don't know if it lights me up as much as it is incredibly comforting to know that I can talk to her about something that I won't talk to anybody else about. And I know that it's going to be safe to talk to her.
Sure.
Because sometimes you've got to let some stuff out.
Yeah.
We only have so much capacity. And you've got to release some things. And normally you need to release them to a person. And for me, that's her.
Right. Well, those are good pearls for us and for all of our listeners. And so, you know, we'd love for you to each tell us. So, Mayor Hibbert, if people want to learn more about what you're doing, where can they find you? Where should they look if they want to see some of the things you've done professionally in that beautiful city of Clearwater, where should they go?
Well, unfortunately, I'm only a Google away. You know, the newspaper and our own public information officer and others put out a lot of things about what's going on. You know, we're trying to transform a city and a downtown. We've done that with our beach. It's been ranked the number one beach in the United States 3 out of the last 5 years. But we have other challenges. COVID's obviously brought on some new challenges. We've been through bad economic times. I was the mayor when we were in the Great Recession during 08 and 09, which really extended into 2012 and 13. This is kind of a new wrinkle. We have other challenges that I think all cities are having around the country, from money to certain social unrest, solving inequities, job creation, budgets. Not all of it's very sexy, but it is necessary. I always tell people local government is the most important level of government. We are the ones that really affect your daily life. You follow the national politics and it's probably more interesting. But if you want to talk about your quality of life and the quality of life of your family and kids, it's the local government that's delivering it.
Sure,
it you want safe communities. You want good parks and recreation, libraries. You want good education. You want to feel safe in your house and neighborhood. Sure. Look no further than your city.
How about, Teresa, how about the work that you're doing? Where can we find and learn more about the impact that you're having on your community and your goodness?
As Frank said, I have the blessing of working for the Salvation Army, and it is an amazing organization. And we have, there are different units all over the country. For me, we're in Clearwater in Upper Pinellas County. So we're serving those people in the northern part of Pinellas County. There's another unit that's St. Pete and one over in Tampa. And so what we're doing is, we're really trying to keep people in their homes. One of the things that, you know, if you think about another effect of COVID is there were families that were already on the brink of poverty before that happened. And so you've got families that are in a position now that are about ready to fall below that poverty line, maybe lose their homes. They've, you know, already, you know, lost their jobs. They've been trying to keep things afloat. And so we are really working very diligently to keeping families in their homes. And so we're providing rental assistance, we're providing coaching and case management and opportunities for them to change their lives. And the Salvation Army across the country is also making that commitment. And then there's the ongoing, we're feeding people still twice a month. And so I would say, you know, you can visit our website at clearwatersalvationarmy.org and you can see what's happening. And then I would also encourage all of your listeners, no matter where you live, sometime throughout the holidays, find your local Salvation Army and go and ring a bell for a while. It is life-changing and it's a great thing to do as a family at Christmas time. Just go stand in front of a kettle, ring a bell. That is where the majority of the units make their money to last and serve people on a year-round basis. So it can be really fun, especially if you sing and do silly dances. You were.
So. I've done it.
I love it. I love
That's
it.
Great.
Well, I want to just, Teresa, just acknowledge you and thank you for your service to the community of Clearwater, as well as the Salvation Army. I also wanna say thank you for just opening up today and being vulnerable with us and giving us a little bit of insight to your relationship and just sharing with our listeners how you are really truly a kick-ass couple and what you've done over the years to help that to grow and to nurture that relationship.
We're grateful. Thank you. I mean, the things, a lot of good pearls today, and you'll get to hear them and see them. And we're excited to share those things. Thank you for being vulnerable. We're glad that you gave us some of your time. I know that we could have been one of those no's and we would have gotten over it, but it would have been hard. So we're glad you said yes to us. And we think that really your experience is going to bless and help a lot of other people. So thank you for your time and for being so honest with us today. We're glad to have had you.
Well,
it was a pleasure to be with you. We both enjoyed it.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast.
If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's upcoming book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com, and we'll get it over to you right away.
Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen.